If your income stops the moment you stop working, you don't have a business. You have a high-paying job. Here's how to fix that.
Effort-based income has a ceiling. Your hours are finite, your energy is finite. If you're trading time for money, you will always hit a wall. Maybe that wall is six figures, maybe it's 200,000, maybe it's half a million, but it's there. And the only way past it is to decouple your effort from your income.
This episode covers the five principles of building an asset-based business in the AI age. How to create systems that run without you. How to build perennial revenue streams that compound while you're living your life. How to own infrastructure instead of renting your time. I'm Makeda Bohm. I've closed nearly $10 million in tech sales over 4 years, earned seven figures doing it, and here I teach service-based business owners how to use AI, automations, systems, and agents to create more money, time, and options. AI is moving at the speed of daily. Let's build. This is not theory. This is how I'm building. And it's the same philosophy whether you're talking about land, business systems, or AI automation. Let's start with the first principle. Principle one, own your tools.
Gas prices are $4 to $6 a gallon right now, some places higher, and that shift happened fast. If you're driving an hour each way to an office, that's real money, real impact on your margins. Asset-based thinking says you don't just react to price increases, you build systems that make you less vulnerable to them in the first place.
That applies to your business tools too.
Most service providers are renting their infrastructure. They're paying monthly for software they don't control, using platforms that can change their terms overnight, building audiences on social media they don't own.
That's not inherently wrong, but it's not asset-based either. Asset-based thinking says own what you can, and when you can't own it outright, choose tools that give you flexibility and control. Here's what that looks like in practice. You need large language models as your business brain, Claude, Gemini, ChatGPT, whichever one works best for your use case. These are the core tools. Everything else builds on top of them.
But within that, prioritize tools that let you export your data, switch providers, and maintain ownership of what you build. Open source when possible. A P is when you need integration. Platforms that don't lock you in.
I'm building on tools like Claude because I can take my prompts, my workflows, my systems, and move them if I need to. I'm not trapped in a proprietary ecosystem that stops working if the company changes direction or raises prices. That's the principle. Own your infrastructure. Or at minimum, build on infrastructure you can leave if it stops serving you. Principle two, know your values before you prompt.
AI is an amplifier, just like money.
If you're unclear about what you're optimizing for, it will amplify the biases, doubts, and assumptions that are already coded into it. And here's what most people don't think about. Most large language models were built by people in Silicon Valley, specific geographic area, specific socioeconomic background, specific worldview. The people who coded these tools are largely computer engineers and tech workers. They tend to be from certain demographics. And those perspectives are encoded in the technology. That doesn't make the tools bad. It just means you need to bring your own point of view.
If you don't have clarity about who you are, what you value, and what outcomes you're trying to create, the AI will default to the worldview of the people who built it. And that might not align with what you're actually trying to accomplish.
So before you start automating, get clear. What does success look like for your business? More revenue, more time, more freedom to choose your clients, more geographic flexibility. Who are you trying to serve and what do they actually need versus what you think they need? What are your non-negotiables? The parts of your business you will never automate because they require your presence, your perspective, your humanity.
Once you have that clarity, the AI becomes a tool that helps you get there faster. Without it, you're just automating without direction. And that's how you end up with systems that are efficient, but don't actually move you toward your goals.
Principle 3, build systems that run without you. This is the core of asset-based thinking. Infrastructure, not maintenance. Let me give you a homestead analogy because it's the same philosophy in different contexts. If you plant annuals, you get a harvest once, and then you have to replant. Tomatoes, cucumbers, peppers, you till the soil, you plant seeds, you water, you weed, you harvest. Next year, you start over. If you plant perennials, they come back every year. Blackberries, asparagus, fruit trees, you put in the work once to establish them, and then they produce year after year with minimal ongoing input. Both have value. You need both. But if your entire garden is annuals, you're working every season just to maintain the same output. Your business works the same way.
If all your revenue is project-based, you're planting annuals. You deliver, you get paid, you start over. Next month, you need new clients to hit the same income.
If you build perennial revenue streams, they produce whether you're actively working or not.
Here's what that looks like in practice.
Affiliate income, sponsorships, digital products, micro apps, faceless content channels, automated email sequences that nurture leads while you sleep. I have systems running right now that generate views, signups, and revenue with less than an hour of input from me per week. Some of them are faceless. They're not tied to my personal brand. They're information decoupled from the person, and they run automatically. That's not passive income in the sense that it requires zero work. It's perennial income. I built it once, I maintain it lightly, and it produces consistently without requiring my active time. Your content engine can work the same way. One recording produces a week of content across every platform. You build the system once. You refine it over time, and then it runs. That's infrastructure. Your client onboarding can work the same way.
You build the intake form, the welcome sequence, the contract template, the payment processing. You set it up once. Every new client goes through the same system. That's infrastructure.
The principle is this: anything you do the same way more than three times should be systematized. And anything that's systematized can eventually be automated. That's how you decouple effort from income. Principle 4, personal brand is the long-term asset. I want to talk about something that might seem contradictory to the automation conversation. You absolutely need a personal brand. Even if you're building faceless channels, even if you're automating content, even if you have systems running in the background that don't require you, your personal brand is the long-term asset. Companies come and go, tools change, platforms rise and fall, your name stays. And in an AI-saturated world where everyone has access to the same tools, the differentiator is trust. People buy from people they know. They hire consultants they trust. They book speakers they've heard before. They work with coaches who understand them.
You can't automate that. So here's the balance. Build systems that free your time.
Automate the parts of your business that don't require your presence, but invest in the parts that do. Show up. Share your worldview. Give value without expecting anything in return. Let people see how you think, what you prioritize, and why you do what you do.
That's what builds trust. And trust is what converts. I'm fortunate to be in a more comfortable financial situation than a lot of people. I work full-time, I own my land mortgage-free. That allows me to build differently and show up differently. I can give away education for free because I'm not depending on it to pay my bills this month. I can build in public because I'm not worried about someone stealing the idea before I monetize it. But here's what I tell people: do it before you need to do it. Start building your personal brand before you need the clients. Start sharing what you're learning before you're ready to sell a course on it. Start giving value before you're asking for money. Because by the time you need it, it's too late to build from scratch. The newsletter, the podcast, the LinkedIn presence, the content engine, all of it is building the asset. And the asset is people knowing who you are and what you stand for. That's what scales. That's what compounds. That's what creates inbound demand so you're not chasing clients.
Principle 5, infrastructure over maintenance. Let me bring this all together.
The difference between a business that scales and a business that grinds is infrastructure. If you're constantly maintaining, you're stuck. Maintaining client relationships, maintaining content output, maintaining lead flow, maintaining operations, maintenance is necessary. But if that's all you're doing, you're never building. Infrastructure is what you build once and improve over time. It's the systems, the automations, the processes, the frameworks, the brand equity that produce value without requiring constant input. And here's the key: you don't have to build it all at once.
You build it one piece at a time. You pick the system that's costing you the most time. You automate it. You let that free up capacity. You use that capacity to automate the next thing. That's how it compounds. I didn't build my content engine in a weekend. I built it over months, one piece at a time. Each piece proved the concept. Each piece made the next one easier. The newsletter automation came first, then the podcast distribution, then the blog auto posting, then the clip generation, then the Pinterest scheduling. Each one built on the last. And now the whole thing runs with less than 3 hours of active input per week. You can do the same thing with your business.
Start with one client process. Automate the intake, then automate the follow-up, then automate the delivery of materials, then automate the post-project survey.
Or start with content. Automate the repurposing, then automate the scheduling, then automate the analytics reporting, or start with operations. Automate the invoicing, then automate the CRM updates, then automate the lead nurturing. One system at a time. Fast action, evidence, confidence, results.
That's the connector method applied to infrastructure building. Here's what this all means for you. If you're a consultant, a coach, a speaker, a lawyer, a therapist, a doctor, an accountant, an architect, a real estate agent, or really anyone that owns a business that depends on your brain and your effort, you have the opportunity right now to build a business that runs differently than the one you have. A business where your income isn't capped by your hours. A business where perennial revenue streams produce whether you're actively working or not. A business where your time is spent on the parts that require your genius, not the parts that just require effort.
A business where you own your tools, your systems, and your infrastructure
instead of renting them.
That's the promise of asset-based thinking in the AI age. And it's not theoretical. It's what I'm building right now. It's what the people who are scaling without hiring are already running.
The question is whether you see it and act on it before the window closes. Because here's what's happening. The people who move now are building the capability gap. They're automating, systematizing, and leveraging AI to deliver at levels that weren't possible 2 years ago.
And in 6 months, in a year, that gap will be so wide that catching up will require twice the effort.
So build now.
Pick one system, automate it, see the result, let that evidence compound, then automate the next one. And remember, the goal is not efficiency for its own sake. The goal is more money, more time, and more options.
Money to build the life you want. Time to spend outside the business. Options to choose how you work, who you work with, and where you do it from. That's what asset-based thinking delivers. That's what this is all for.
The newsletter is where this all gets broken down step by step. Sign up at newsletter.seed and society.com.
Until next time, continue planting the seeds for a better society.